Alaska by Susan Jane Harrison, with Michael Sheen as Frank and Nancy Crean as Winona. Eavesdrop, if you will, on a parallel universe. The time is now, the place Alaska.
She knew now that he meant every word he said, lightly though some of them had been spoken. She knew because she sensed in him something strong, unyielding, implacable. All the qualities she looked for in Ashley and never found. She had never understood either of the men she had loved, and so she had lost them both.
Frank, we're
Jack.
All set.
Now she had a fumbling knowledge that had she ever understood Ashley, she would never have loved him. Had she ever understood Rhett, she would never have lost him. She wondered forlornly if she had ever really understood anyone in the world. Wow. Beautiful.
Well, she's ready. I put her in a taxi and she'll be dropped off at Ed's in a few minutes. It's time to go. You nervous?
Yeah, kind of. I just don't know what to expect. Never got this far before.
Yeah.
Yeah, better you than me, buddy.
You never know, Dean. It might be fun. I might like it.
You might like it, sure, Frank. Well, I hated it.
Dean, it didn't even happen. We were cruising along for 10 seconds, and then it was a disaster area.
Hello, my name is, pleased to meet you, is as far as you got.
That ain't my fault.
No, it's not, but don't try to freak me out with I might hate it. I'm nervous enough as it is.
Did you take your pills?
Yeah, I took my pills. Jeez.
Must you smoke in the car?
She might not like it.
Maybe she smokes.
Maybe. Oh, God. I talked to her during the preparation. I don't think she'll remember me, but I found out some interesting things. She thinks she knows you, Frank.
What do you mean, knows me?
Well, she says she knows you. Of course, we don't know her history.
Wow. Anything could happen.
Yeah, exactly. I could put my foot wrong from the word go. Oh, shit. Who does she think I am?
A young man whom she met in New York.
So what am I doing in Alaska?
To get away, of course. As one does.
Damn cold way to get away.
Oh, great. Great.
Don't worry. Just remain calm. Frank, you go in first.
How will I know her?
Ha ha.
You can introduce us if you like. We won't follow you. Here, take my car. We'll get a lift.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Tonight, isn't it?
Yep.
Everyone's been talking about it. They're on the edge of their seats.
Uh-huh.
What can I get you?
A coffee, Mac, thanks.
There you go.
Thanks.
Frank? Hey. Oh, it's great to see you.
Hi. Hi.
Winona.
Yeah, Winona.
Hey, you've forgotten my name. Well, this I didn't count on. Backtrack.
No, I didn't forget your name. I didn't. It's just that you look great. I mean, you looked great, and now you look, great, Winona. I love your name. It's a good name.
Can we sit down? My bag's kind of heavy.
Sure.
Well, I'm embarrassed. And now you're embarrassed. What now?
Well,
is that all you have to say? Oh, man, my mother was right about me. I'm too spontaneous. I shouldn't have come, but I had to. So here we are.
You did? You had to?
Yeah, I had to. Sometimes you know, I had to see you again.
Why me?
Are you one of these guys with low self-esteem and you can't imagine why a woman would want your acquaintance? Because if you are...
No, I am not one of these guys. Please, continue.
It's unusual to meet someone like you at a party like that. You didn't pull a happy fake trip on me. I began to feel real. That's it. Should I go home?
No, please. No. Sit down. I don't mean to make you feel... Oh, damn! Oh, I'm so clumsy.
It's okay. You want a napkin? You're nervous, aren't you?
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, good. I'm glad. I was feeling stupid. I thought I had to justify myself.
Oh, you don't.
People are really nosy here, aren't they?
What?
Well, listen.
Oh, yeah. It's a small place. I'm sorry about that.
I guess there aren't many women here, huh?
What? Yes. Yes, it's true.
Would you check her out? It's incredible. Babe-o-matic poetry in motion.
Hey, I've been seeing that girl in my dreams.
Have you heard the rumors? They say that there are people on the other side of the border. People like her.
I heard that what happened to Jim and Dave is they were killed trying to get out of Alaska. Now, why would they want to protect us from the Deadlands and such like by killing us?
Some protection. It don't make sense. They stepped up those patrol planes lately. God damn flies. You think they'd die in this weather?
What lives on shit can live with anything.
What were they doing under the table?
I don't know. Let's hope he's taking his pills. Otherwise, where would we be?
A lot less in the dark, that's for sure.
Then I remembered what you said to me about coming out here. I guess you were joking. I'm presumptuous. Extremely. I'm also babbling.
Yes, you are. It's very interesting.
Oh, thanks a lot. I can see why they call you Frank.
What?
You're very honest.
Yeah.
What are you staring at?
Your lips. You wear lipstick. It's nice.
You're a little stranger than I remember. Not little, you're big, in fact. So, here I am in Alaska with lipstick talking to this guy.
Remind me what I said...
Hi, Frank.
Oh, hi. Jack and Dean, this is Winona. Winona, Jack and Dean.
Hi, good to meet you.
We're friends of Frank's.
What brings you to Alaska, Winona?
Frank and I met at a party in New York, and he said maybe I'd like to come and see him. And I did like, if you see what I mean. So, what do you guys do here?
We all work together on different projects. Are you tired? I'm sure the guys would understand if we took off now.
Certainly.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Be seeing you around, huh?
Of course.
Lunch or dinner sometime.
It is fun.
I'll call you, Jack.
Sorry, the door doesn't work. I have to open it from the inside. You cold? There's a blanket in the back.
Do you mind if I smoke? It'll make me think I'm warm.
What a relief. What a freaking relief you smoke. Well, I think that's great. Give me one too, will you?
Wow. Hello, Frank. Pleased to meet you. Have a cigarette.
Thank you kindly. I have to be honest with you. I've got this condition where I sometimes forget things, and basically I don't remember you. I got hit on the head when I was a kid. What?
That's a good one, Frank.
I'm serious. I'm not shitting you.
And now you're going to say you're really sorry, you've had problems with women before, and maybe we'd better stop now before we even start.
You've got it all worked out, haven't you?
Yep.
I don't know what to say. It's true.
You don't remember what happened?
No. What happened?
Why are you lying to me?
What happened?
Will you take me to the airport, please?
Why? I don't want to do that.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What should I do? I mean, I really don't understand.
Are you trying to say that you are serious about forgetting?
Yeah. I'm serious about not knowing.
Let me take that.
No, I'm used to carrying my stuff. Have you checked out your carburetor lately?
No.
Well, you should.
Okay, thanks. Just tell her down. Down, girl. Yes. There's a good girl.
Beautiful. Yes, you are. What a baby. Oh, yes, you like that, huh? What's her name?
Scarlett. Oh, she likes you. She never gets that way with Jack and Dean.
I can see why.
It's probably because you're a woman. She's not used to it.
Diplomatic and modest.
No, neither. Well, this is where you sleep. It's a fold-out. It'll be good and warm when I've lit the fire.
Where do you sleep?
In my bedroom. It's just down the hall. And... here, I'll show you the bathroom. I feel...
Oh, go ahead.
You.
I was just going to say that I realize I don't know you very well.
You don't?
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say... Never mind. Here, drink.
Is that what you do in darkest Alaska? Drink?
Yeah, sometimes. Drink, work, drink. Sometimes we talk. Sometimes we don't. You get real close to people down here, and you also don't. Like Dean and Jack, in some ways I know them real well. In other ways I don't trust them at all.
Small town thing. I live in a big city, but when I was little, we were living in Winona, Idaho.
Oh, yeah? Do you remember much about your childhood? Because I don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. A lot. Good things, bad things... Strange things, like the color of the ceiling, you know.
Uh-huh, and what color was the ceiling?
Green, a weird puke green.
Uh-huh. What was your dad's name?
Is. What is my dad's name? Franklin. Everyone calls him Frank, like you. Why?
I'm just curious.
What's your earliest memory?
My mom. I remember my mom.
What's that?
Chimes. I keep them by the back door, near a draft. Every now and then they go. They were hers. Yeah, I remember my mom. What she felt like and what I felt like. Not much else.
Uh-huh.
That's it. She died when I was 4.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, well, I'm none the worse. I'll just clear this away.
What's that?
Oh, just low-flying planes. We get them around here a lot.
Oh. Wow, you've got a lot of books. Science and the Mind next to Gone with the Wind. Eclectic. What's sexual regeneration?
Oh, that's nothing. It's quack science. Something Jack got me into.
And a little book that says personal... I shouldn't. Big Brother watches. Yeah, or it's my Catholic guilt. Frank, do you mind me poking around in here?
No. Please, look at anything you like.
Bingo. Nice handwriting. Why am I moved by her? Even this has forbidden me. Surrounded by books, I can never understand. I've never seen what I desire, and yet the longing is a crucifixion. crucifixion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I...
No, I wanted you to see it. I knew you would.
You know I'm a nosy bitch, you mean.
Don't call yourself names.
Hey, if I can't, who can?
Who would want to?
Here, catch. You gotta save me from temptation.
Who's gonna save me?
Do you want to be saved?
No.
Okay, then.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Wait. Sweet dreams.
God, this isn't supposed to happen. God, this can't happen. Whatever this is, God, I don't even know what this is. Current results of experiment are astounding. Subject has everything and more than we expected. So far, no signs of defect or breakdown. She has complete use of her faculties and is constantly surprising me. She has a weird sense of humor. No amount of study could prepare me for the physical impact she has on me. Take your pills, Frank. Have you taken your pills? Jeez. She is different from a man in some ways, but except the obvious biological differences, those differences are hard to pin down.
Well, Frank?
Well?
It's going as planned.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's happened. Subject is healthy and intelligent. Everything that we've hoped for.
How have you dealt with this history of hers?
I told her that I had memory loss problems.
Hmm.
Way to go! Well, how did she react? You said she was intelligent. Did she smack you one?
This isn't a movie, Dean. No, she didn't smack me one. She was hurt. Is this relevant?
Are you a scientist, Frank?
Yes, yes, I am. She was hurt, and then we worked it out.
Go on.
Look, I can't pretend that this is like other experiments. I'm not getting funny on you. I mean, how could I anyway? We're all dosed up. We don't have the usual parameters to work in. There's no control group. This isn't an amoeba. And this is the first time we've got this far. So what I mean is, I don't exactly know what's relevant.
Everything is relevant.
Okay, Jack, okay. I cooked her coq au vin. She ate without spilling a crumb. She likes dogs. In fact, Scarlett likes her better than she likes you. She has a funny way of biting her lip when she's thinking, and she's very intelligent. Also a lot more spontaneous than anyone around here. She tends to say what she thinks. So much for women always being indirect. Everything normal that I could tell her. How the hell should we know?
Everyone's different. It wouldn't matter if we had a control group.
Which is why I don't know what to tell you. It's like if I was sitting with Dean all day. Would you want to hear every detail of his facial twitches and how many farts he averages per hour?
Good God, Frank. Have you suddenly become moronic, or have I not noticed before?
Dean, stop the friggin' press. Jack has a sense of humor.
Hey, Frank, chill out. You know, Jack, he likes to get everything down.
How well does she know you?
Pretty well, I think. She has amazing memories. She has this memory that I said something really momentous to her. Like something happened between
us. Where does she get it from? It's just like a cheap romance. Hey, Frank, you didn't read to her, did you? While she was in development.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was bored. I didn't know she was taking it in. Besides, they're not cheap romances. They're true to life.
Yeah, life as we don't know it. That's the problem.
I don't wish to dwell on the problems. We'll deal with them as they come up. We can only work as a team when we have the same understanding of what we're doing. I'd like to examine her tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Why?
I want to question her more. Gain her trust.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tomorrow night, then.
What's going on, man?
What?
I don't know. The way you're behaving, it's different. Like you're all emotional.
Yeah, I know.
This is different.
Yeah,
I see that. It's like you're being protective or something. Like she's your kid or something.
Well, she is.
Well, genetically. What color is the ceiling, Dean?
What ceiling?
The one in the main lab.
Why, I don't know. Kind of puke green.
Winona was telling me about her childhood. She said the ceiling in her room was puke green.
You know, it's not going to last, Frank.
Maybe it will.
Nah, you ain't being scientific. You're being wishful. That's all Jack's trying to say. It's great we got this far, but they die, man.
The accelerated growth of the fetus to adulthood causes complete instability. Yeah, I know. But it's different this time. She's sane. The lights are all on. She's a complete thing. A woman.
Jeez, Frank, you sound like Cosmo magazine.
You read Cosmo?
Yeah. Research. When I'm on the can. I've got a whole stack of them at home. You want to know about women, go to Cosmo. It'll completely confuse you. It's great.
I hope you don't get a hard-on. Big Brother is watching, even in the loo.
Yeah, well, you know I can. I've taken these pills since I was 14.
Now, the government's really got a stick up its ass. They're so terrified we're going to do each other. They shove pills down our throats. Don't take away the desire, though.
Hey, chill out, Frank.
You know, Dean, there's something about your butt. The way it kind of stands out in those stylish cords.
Frank.
Mm-mm. Too bad we can't do nothing about it.
Oh, cut it out, Frank.
Yeah. Jeez, I wouldn't touch you if they paid me.
Hey, you heard the rumors?
Yes, I have.
Now, what do you think?
I try not to.
Do you think Jack knows something about it?
Maybe. Good luck getting it out of him, though.
Now, what have you heard?
I've heard that the government's lying to us. That the land outside Alaska is habitable.
Huh?
That there's women out there.
Yeah?
A tribe of 6-foot-tall women walking around with titties the size of soccer balls. Just stuff like that. Oh,
what?
Just thought you were a little close. Are you making me bald?
Don't you worry your bald little head about it.
You had better be lying. Hey, you've given me a crew.
Yeah, sexiest thing after bald. I like the way it feels.
Winona, do I have sex appeal?
What?
I don't know. I don't know much about these things.
Well, you do. You got a lot. You're embarrassing me.
Have you gone out with a lot of guys?
Don't start with that.
I really want to know. I want you to tell me about them.
Uh-huh. Next.
Next what?
Next question.
Excuse me, what is wrong with that question?
If you don't know, I can't tell you. Hey, who brought you up anyway if your mother died?
The brothers.
You mean, like at an orphanage?
Yeah, Dean too. So tell me about New York then.
What's to tell? You've been there.
Yeah, but you said it was full of ghosts. I mean, it was very poetic, but I didn't understand you.
Ah, you mean why did I leave just now?
Yeah.
It's so boring. It's like romance novels. You're gonna laugh.
No.
A guy, my boyfriend Rhett. My ex-boyfriend Rhett. A jerk. Case closed.
Tell me more.
You're like a hungry baby. Do you ever talk to anyone?
Tell me about your boyfriends.
What is it with you?
Just tell me, Winona. I want to know everything about you.
I'm going for a walk. Come on, Scarlett.
Winona. Winona. Wait. Winona. I don't think... Shit. Why can't I get to
just one kiss. Why can't I get just one kiss? Give me some things I wouldn't miss. If I lift your pants and I need a kiss.
Come, he whispered, his passionate eyes devouring her. Little fool, he said with a deepening smile. Better me than my men. The jibe broke her silence.
Oh, you brute! You brute!
She wailed until his kisses silenced her.
You've been having fun while I've been gone?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't lonely. Me and Jack. Me and Mr. Daniels are having a great time. Oh, yeah.
Give me that.
Hey, you broke me with my whiskey. What's going on with you anyway, you crazy woman?
Huh? What, Frank? What's up with me? That's nice. What are you going to do about it?
Woman, don't yell at me. I hate that.
Oh!
Frank?
Yeah?
What are you going to do about this?
Winona. Nothing.
Frank.
What are you doing? This is illegal.
I know what I'm doing.
You're drunk.
I'm drunk. And so I even more know what I'm doing. But shut up a minute. I gotta focus.
Okay. So you chuck the pills out. And you're a fully functioning male. Then what?
Huh?
You don't know what you're doing. She's gonna laugh at you.
I can take it.
Bullshit.
Well, I can't take this no more. I'm flushing you down, man.
Wait. You need me.
Ugh. Sober up. Gotta sober up, Frank. Ugh. Well, okay. Apologize. You're a complete dickhead. Winona, I'm a complete dickhead. Winona? Winona! Oh, God! Winona! Wake up! Oh.
What happened? Did you upset her?
Is she going to be okay?
Come over here and see for yourself.
I can't.
Come here, Frank.
No, is she going to be okay?
I think so, at the moment. She just fainted. Her heart's a little weak. A big adrenaline rush could cause this.
Please, you stink, Frank. We had an argument.
Could you come and hold this, please?
Okay. Shit. Was it necessary to take half her clothes off? It'll be cold. Are you done?
Uh-huh.
I'm putting a blanket on her.
Jeez. Well, we're gonna do this anyway, Frank. At least we didn't have to slip something in a food.
What? I can't believe you said that. What are you looking at?
You?
Mm-mm.
Shh, 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 shh. Quiet, she's coming around.
Frank. Hey, what's going on?
Winona, baby, it's okay. You just fainted.
Hey.
And Jack and Dean...
What's with the baby? What are they doing here with me half naked, huh?
I'm a doctor.
Ah, oh, nice for you.
And Dean assists me.
Yeah, I'll bet. So, what's going on?
Your blood pressure's high and you had an adrenaline rush which went to your head and you fainted. I'm sorry.
Well, that's us finished. You should be fine, miss. If you feel even slightly unwell, tell Frank and we'll come round. Take care. Dean!
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, ma'am. Winona, I cannot apologize enough. I don't know what's come over me.
What's going on? And what's with Dean and Jack? And why are there these low-flying planes all the time? Shit. I didn't see a single woman or child when I was out there, and everyone stared at me. It's like the last truck stop on the way to hell around here. What is it you're not telling me? I'm scared, okay? I hate men who scare me.
Yes, I can imagine. Just trust me.
Why should I?
Because I want you to. Because
I would never hurt you. Oh, God, I can't express it. Just look at me, Winona. Look at me. See? You would know if I was lying.
Yes.
You and I are like flesh and blood. We're connected. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I promise I'll explain everything when I know what to say. You're right. To you, there is a lot wrong here. I can't tell you now.
How do I know you're not bullshitting me?
You don't.
Maybe you just want to sleep with me.
Winona,
maybe don't... you just want to screw with my mind.
Go then. Leave if you can't trust me.
Oh, God. You jerk.
What?
I can't. I can't leave you now.
You missed it. The moment is gone. You could have...
It wasn't the moment.
You gotta be kidding me.
Dismissed.
But...
Dismissed!
She makes me question everything about myself. I think I can no longer call myself a scientist. If she dies tomorrow, so will I. Oh, my God. When I watched her growing in the main lab, before she even knew of my existence, I could feel who she was. Is this how a father feels? She instinctively knows that there's something wrong, but if I told her, would she go mad? Her identity is so strong. Where did she get it from? Did her genes create her memories? Could her subconscious read mine when she was asleep? If I told her all this, would she even believe me? I have to tell her. Oh, get a grip. Winona? Winona?
Oh.
Winona?
Oh.
Winona? Mm. Wake up. You're just dreaming.
Mm. Oh. Oh.
Winona, it's okay. It's okay. Mm. It was just a dream. Mm. Shh. It's okay,
babe. Oh, I was in the snow. I could feel you nearby, but I couldn't call out because my voice didn't work. You were calling my name. I saw a figure, a dark figure, on top of a hill of snow in front of me. It was Jack, but he was all covered in blood. His face looked so sad, and he said, "We're all here alone." And then I was falling, and then I woke up.
Do you want me to turn the light on? That's what my mom would always do when I had a nightmare.
No. No, it's okay. I feel okay with you. Why did you come in?
I don't know. I knew you were upset. Are you cold? You're not wearing much.
No, I'm warm.
Yeah, I can feel that. Winona?
Yes.
I... Do you?
What? You haven't said anything.
Oh, I haven't. I was just gonna say that I think I love you.
Please touch me. If you don't touch me, I swear I'm gonna scream.
Winona.
What? What?
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
It's okay. I promise. You have to trust me. Deal?
Yeah. Deal. Oh.
Look, I didn't want to tell you about the guys I'd been out with because I was afraid you wanted to get off on it. I know it sounds weird, but that's what Rhett was like. I didn't want to be burned.
Do I burn you?
Yeah, only not like that. Hey.
Hey, what?
You're making me want you.
Well, hey.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to answer that?
Yeah, I'd better.
Oh, yo. Oh, it's Big Brother Jack.
Yeah. Okay. Well, give me 20 minutes. Because I gotta take my morning dump, okay? Bye.
Those damn planes freak me out.
Yeah, I promise you I'll talk to you about everything. By the end of the week, okay?
Okay.
No!
We've got to do the test tomorrow. We have to know how she's holding up.
God damn it, Jack, you're an Iceman. You have no concept of what this is like. You can carry on with the project. I don't care what you think. I'm leaving with her.
Where are you going to go? We can't leave Alaska. Do you think the government's going to let you walk around with the only woman in the world? It seems you're lost, my friend.
I am not your friend.
Hey, easy, guys.
You want to preach to me? At least I know what it's like to be lost. What it's like inside a woman. I finally done it. I faced it. What do you have to say, Jack?
You done it, Frank? Well, what's it like? Well, tell me. What did you do?
Jack, talk to me. Would you enjoy watching a crack up in front of us like some kind of perverse mental striptease?
Frank, please.
Do you want to play doctor?
Hey, Frank.
Shut up, Dean.
Frank, cut it out.
Come on, Jack. Fight me. You're just jealous because you've never had it. You don't know what it's like.
I know what it's like. Yeah.
How do you know?
I've said too much already.
You owe us.
I was married.
What?
You've heard the rumors about the Deadlands.
Yeah?
Alaska has been reserved for people like us. Alaska is a quarantine state.
People like us? What are people like us?
You really want to talk man to man, Frank? Your mother was a prostitute, so she was locked away until she died of her diseases, and you were sent here.
What? Now, tell me this isn't true.
Dean's dad turned out to be gay, a homosexual. We're here to keep the world clean. We're the rejects.
Oh, God. Well, this isn't funny, Jack. How do you know all this?
I was working on a disturbing project in London. I had a nervous breakdown. I was lucky. I pulled myself together. I started working for a different company and was transferred to San Francisco, where I met my wife. Shortly after we were married, the program started. I didn't know what would happen to my family, so I left them without a word and turned myself in. Because I'd come forward, I was offered the choice to come to Alaska.
Wait, what had you done?
I had proved myself to be mentally unstable. It was considered an undesirable trait.
But that kind of thing isn't necessarily hereditary.
No, you don't understand, Frank. Anything unclean, immoral, or embarrassing was considered by the government to be undesirable. It's an old story.
What about the rest of the world? What's out there?
Well, there isn't a nuclear winter. The land outside Alaska sustains life. It's inhabited by the genetically clean. 50% of those men and women have sterility problems. Less children are being born. The women, like yourselves...
Like us.
Like us, are quarantined in pretty much the same way. In Florida.
Florida?
Warm and moist.
I was given funding for this project on the basis that I'd find a genetic solution to sterility.
And you found us.
Yes. Your sperm's brilliant, Frank. Look at Winona. And so is Dean's. We believe it's because Alaska's self-sufficient. You haven't been exposed to the same levels of pollution as everyone else. Of course, the government can only use us for experimentation. We just need to perfect the problem of accelerated growth. The thing to do would be to make a baby and allow it to grow naturally. But they're too bloody impatient.
Oh, my God. What were they going to do if we succeeded?
Use our gene equations with fertile citizens to create a generation of fecund and genetically clean people. With the accelerated growth process, they could repopulate in 10 years. I'm concerned about Winona. We're ahead of schedule. But we're not finished yet. She could go like the others. She could have accelerated Alzheimer's, anything. Take your pick.
My father was a fag?
We must test her. Put her on the spot, under a lot of stress. If she survives, you don't have to worry.
What does that make me?
Oh, nothing, Dean. It doesn't mean anything.
What do I tell her?
That you'd like to have a small dinner party for your friends.
What are you going to do?
Dean and I will discuss it.
What?
All you have to do is support us and not interfere. If she's all right, you can explain afterwards.
But
it's for the best, Frank.
I think my watch has stopped. God, I've had it since I was 15.
Shame.
Jack?
Yes?
I hate this. This is a bad idea, man. This is how to get rid of friends for life in 1 hour.
If that.
Oh, great, great. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. Oh, great.
We are not going in there until you pull yourself together. We talked about this all night. She's got to be tested. And in this case, being cruel really is being kind. We've got to confuse her and make her feel insecure, even if it means discrediting Frank. Oh, Dean, please. Please don't go against me. All we're doing is playing a part. See it as a psychiatric examination.
Oh, yeah, we're not psychiatrists.
For God's sake! All right. All right, fine. We'll go home. We'll let Frank down. And then she'll start deteriorating. Frank will come to us. He'll ask us for advice. Well, do we put her out of her misery? Like an animal with Frank's romantic revolver? Or does he wait and watch her changing, becoming prematurely senile?
Okay. Okay, Jack. I'm with you. You're right, okay? You're right.
Scarlet. Scarlet.
Still not quite used to us. Never mind. Hello, Frank. Nice to see you.
Hey.
You remember Dean, Winona?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, man, how embarrassing. Last time I was the doctor.
Hey, it's no big thing.
May I say how beautiful you look this evening, Miss Winona?
You may. Just call me Winona. shall we go in the living room, maybe? Frank, do you want to get some wine?
Yeah. Wine, guys?
A glass before dinner would be lovely. Thank you, Frank.
Dean.
Yeah?
What's with the Vincent Price act? Jack never smiles that much in a week.
Well, it's I don't know. Get the wine, Frank.
Yeah, I mean, my father was there, but my mother wasn't. She left when I was a baby, so my dad was my role model. He worked. I didn't feel neglected. I learned to be independent. When you get down to a basic level, work has nothing to do with it, whether it's one parent or both. Besides, it's a dead issue.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Your friend Winona seems to have me over a barrel.
Good.
There wasn't any argument in the first place. I just like debating things.
You're so cool. Frank, she's so cool.
Uh-huh.
Man, Winona, I used to know a lot of girls back home. And none of them were as cool as you. They always slept with guys on the first date, which was cool. You know, I mean, cool for the guys, but not cool for the girls.
Dean, what are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? Well, I don't know, just that You're cool.
So, do you think I sleep with guys on the first date or not? Otherwise, why did you bring it up? I mean, if I do, does it matter? And if I don't...
Well, if you don't... You got me there. Well, if you don't, what are you doing in Alaska, having met Frank once? Once, huh?
Frank, I'm going to check on the pot roast. You check on your friends, okay?
Jesus, I don't know whether to laugh or deck you on. What a load of crap. Anyway, she's holding up.
This is not over yet.
Winona?
Frank, what did you think of Winona when you saw her?
I thought she was beautiful.
Oh, you don't have to say that, Frank. He doesn't remember.
Huh? I'm sorry.
I forget important things. You know that, Jack. Dean?
Well, if that's what Frank told you...
I'm sorry, Frank. I thought your friends would know.
They do know. They just... Never mind. I think Winona's beautiful. I'm sure that's what I thought when I first saw her. So, there.
Winona, what does it feel like to be with a guy who forgets important things? I mean, man, if it was me, I'd worry.
Yeah, well, it ain't you. Why should I worry?
Dean, shut up and get a life.
Frank, I've got a life. I'm just examining the situation, just interested, that's all. What if this is all an excuse?
What do you mean?
Well, I think that Dean is concerned that Frank might use that kind of excuse to be irresponsible.
Holy shit, Jack! You have no right to... Winona, excuse my friends. I mean, Jack thinks he's my dad. And Dean, I don't know where Dean is coming
from.
It's
okay, Frank. Jack, thank you for your concern, but I can take care of myself, and it's none of your damn business. What kind of friend do you think you're being to Frank?
I am Frank's friend, even if it doesn't seem like it.
Well, I'll back off if you want me to. I just want to be your friend, Winona. I know Frank, and I don't remember anything about him forgetting things, and I know it's, like, not cool and all to rat on your friends, but you're so cool. I mean, you're a really great person. I hate to see you hurt.
I see. Oh, that's really nice, Dean. I'm impressed by your powers of observation. You've known me, what, all of 1 hour, and you think I'm so cool that you don't want to see me hurt, so you are lying to me about Frank. I mean, you must be lying. Frank, why aren't you saying anything?
I'm speechless.
And?
What? You don't believe him, do you? Winona, I wouldn't lie to you. Oh, God, we've been through this. Please, trust me. I don't know what Dean's problem is. He's probably jealous.
No, I'm not jealous, man. I'm indulging in a little debate. If everything is so cool, you can take it, right? I just think maybe Winona's throwing herself away.
Oh, thank you, Dean. Thank you, brother.
Well, it's my life to throw away.
You, Winona, are very experienced with members of the opposite sex. Perhaps you're going too fast. Not everyone should get married, Winona.
I don't believe this. Are you suggesting that I am pushing Frank into marriage?
I think it's great to want to get hitched. Well, don't deny it, Winona. Maybe you should accept those feelings. Maybe they're just directed at the wrong guy. Maybe you need...
What?
I'm just asking you to consider...
I'm so flattered. I don't know what to say, Dean.
I think this has gone far enough.
Yes, it certainly has.
I just want to ask Winona one more thing before this conversation goes any further.
Yes?
Have you had any lesbian experiences?
I have a headache!
Miss Winona!
No. I mean, I don't think so. Frank... Have I had any lesbian experiences?
Winona, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Lesbian? You mean like with a woman? You mean like... If Frank doesn't know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I think it would be neat.
Oh, my God.
Winona, Frank says that you sing. Will you sing for us?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to make a spectacle of myself. Wait a minute. Any lesbian experiences? What is it with you? None of this is your business. All evening, you two have been trying...
Which two? What two?
You two. Jack and Dean. Yeah, Dean and Jack.
What is it?
My head, it feels like it's splitting in two.
Get us some water, Frank.
I loves you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands.
That was beautiful, Miss Winona.
Thank you. I'm sure I shouldn't be up here singing like this. If my daddy ever hears about this, I will be shut away forever. Don't you tell on me, Mr. Butler.
Winona?
Yes?
I brought you some water. Why don't you sit down?
Yes, I have a headache. But I love singing. Oh, Daddy, let me sing some more.
Me? Winona, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, Frank. Frank, why am I standing on this chair?
I don't know, Winona. Are you okay?
Yes.
Here, take my hand. Maybe you should sit down.
No! No, I want to sing!
Okay, honey, take it easy.
You must sing a down, a down.
Jack, stop this.
It is
a false
steward that stole his master's daughter. There's a daisy.
What's happening?
I would give you some violets, but they withered all when my father died.
I don't know. It's for the best, Frank.
What? Oh, my God. Do you really believe that?
What shall I sing?
Anything sounds great on your lips, sugar.
Yes, Miss Winona, sing to us.
Like you do at the club.
Like you do at the strip.
You do it so well.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to sing?
No, you pick something.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
No!
It's not very politically correct, but okay. If you boys are sure, here goes nothing, as they say. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's
Winona?
Best friend.
Winona.
Men grow cold.
Please stop.
As girls
Please
grow
stop.
Old, and we
you
all lose
to.
Our charms in the end.
You don't have to.
But square cut or pear shaped, these rocks don't
go pear shaped.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Winona!
Frank. I'm sorry, Frank.
Oh! Winona! Winona!
Stop it, Frank. She's...
Oh! Oh, God! Winona! Winona! No! Oh, Winona, forgive me!
I'm sorry, Frank. I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry.
What? It's okay, Dean.
I suppose you blame me, Frank.
No. No, I don't blame you. I read too much. That's all. I read too much.
We've got to go on. That's all. We must all move on.
Yeah. Of course we must.
Where are you going, Frank?
To take my medicine. My pills. I'll be needing them again.
Good lad. He'll pull through. It just takes time.
I'll be okay. Won't he, Jack? It won't be our fault, Jack. I mean, it had to happen sooner or later. We couldn't have done any different, could
no,
we?
No, Dean, we couldn't.
Jack, you don't think this... Frank!
Frank! Go! Go down!
What are you doing, Dean?
I'm leaving.
What?
I said it once, man. I'm leaving.
You can't leave, Dean. The border.
Yeah, so I have Frank's gun. They won't be expecting me.
You can't be serious.
I am, Jack. I finally am.
You're in shock.
Yeah, I know.
Dean, please don't leave.
I'm sorry.
Where are you going?
To Florida.
I'm glad you can laugh.
In Alaska by Susan Jane Harrison, Michael Sheen played Frank, John Bow, Jack, and Stephen Critchlow, Dean. Nancy Crane was Winona, John Hartley, the waiter, and the men were played by Ross Livingston and Andrew Branch. The director was Marion Nancarrow.